irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is Black Friday, known as the day after Thanksgiving.
It's the Olympics for shopping, people.
Yes, exactly. And I started last night, actually.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know why it is. Every time there's like busy holidays, I remember that I need something for myself, right?
But you actually like went to the mall?
So I went to, I saw like an ad for Walmart, and there was something I thought, oh, I'll get that, right?
Right.
So I go there, and it's a fucking madhouse. I'm telling you, that's like at 6 p.m.
Walmart,
yesterday.
Out of all places, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, they had like all those big shopping carts and everything, and people running into each other, and they started lining up people and stuff like that, closing aisles so you don't go in the wrong direction. Shit like that was unbelievable. And then I realized I need some help for somebody to take out the product from the case.
Right.
Glass case. Nobody to talk to. Everybody's mobbing these people.
Yeah.
You know, these people want computer games, this is
TVs.
That. Right, and all that shit. I'm like, why am I here? I don't need to be here.
No, I don't know why you did that.
Yeah, because I thought maybe it's fun to go shopping.
No.
But not, no. So then I went to Best Buy, though, and look, there were people, but it wasn't a madhouse, you know. And
their sales probably aren't that good.
They're very good.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, but it's not Walmart. I mean, Walmart's got a lot of different things.
Well, yeah. And a lot of people go to Walmart for the TVs.
Right.
Because their TVs are like an $800 TV is like now $300. And people are like, get out of my way.
Right. But they have that at Best Buy, too. I'm telling you.
Yeah. Best Buy has. Yeah. I got my living room TV for like $225 and it's 60 inches.
That's not bad.
Yeah. But I don't know why people just don't wait till Cyber Monday.
The same shit, you know, same thing. I mean, what's the difference? Either today or Monday, it's going to be busy anyway.
No, I'm saying Cyber Monday is for online.
Right.
Yeah, but so why go to the store? Too.
Because some people like to go shopping.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, that's why I went. It's not like I needed to get something from online.
Right.
I just thought, we'll go look around, see what's available and stuff.
Right.
But at Best Buy, like I said, they had a big line. But then the woman is like, go to customer service. There's no lines there. So I go there. 2 minutes later, I was out of there. So I won.
Yeah, I mean, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a nice Bluetooth speaker, you know, one of those.
I need a speaker.
Yeah. So I can play music and stuff at home.
Right. How much was it?
Well, I got top of the line. It's $150, you know.
I mean, that's not bad, though.
But they have a lot that are less. I mean, this one just had, like, really good bass.
Right.
It's kind of about this big, you know, like a foot long or something.
And you can, like, leave it on, like, your...
Yeah, anywhere. It plays from your phone, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's very cool.
I definitely need one of those, for sure.
But I don't want those speakers that you can talk to, you know, like Alexa.
Yeah,
Echo and all that. I don't want any of that, because these things listen all the time, you know. And it can record what you're saying, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't want that. You know, the little privacy I have at home, I'll hold on to that.
Right.
You know, enough of this fucking bullshit of no privacy, you know? So, I mean, what is it? We're covering your cameras up, you know, on our computers, and we are... Because people can get to you any possible way, you know?
Yeah, I'm not really concerned about that. A lot of people are, though. Like, my old roommate used to put tape on her computer, too, and I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, well.
I don't think they're watching you, girl.
Yeah.
But by all means. Yeah. I mean, after watching that show, what is it called?
Black Mirror.
Yeah, it's like, okay, now it's like,
I know.
You never know. Someone could literally be hacking into your things.
Right. Yeah, so that's why I don't watch that show anymore. It's too realistic for me. Welcome to the show, everybody. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. We're joined this morning once again by Zoriana Kitt. Welcome to the show, Zoriana.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
There you go. It'll help if you give me a microphone.
There we go. Yeah, is this the $150 one that you got at Best Buy?
No, we have speakers. This is a microphone. I got a speaker. How are you, Zoriana?
I'm good. Yeah.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I did. I had a good Thanksgiving. A lot of I still feel like
you have a son, right?
I have two daughters.
Oh, two daughters.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you spend the time with them?
My brother had a big Thanksgiving with a lot of friends, family, and kids, a lot of kids. And I just feel like my food is still digesting.
Yeah.
And just the sound of kids, little kids everywhere. I feel like I didn't drink anything, but I feel hungover because.
Yeah, maybe you should have drank something.
Yeah, I was like, you probably should have drank.
Yeah, it would have bothered you. Here, about yeah. you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the show, Zoriana. Yes, we're going to talk about movies and everything. Today, I have a couple things to say about Bohemian Rhapsody, which.
Oh, did you see it?
You brought it up before it came out. She always sees the movies way before we do. But that's why she's Zoriana and we're not.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. I just wanted to bring up something. You guys helped me figure this out. I guess Dolce & Gabbana did a commercial in China, right?
Okay.
You know, they're the...
Yeah, the designer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I walked into their store for shits and giggles like a couple weeks ago, and I found this bag that was absolutely gorgeous, and it was $3,995. And I said, who the fuck would buy this bag for $4,000? I don't care how dope it is.
Right.
You have like literally beaded gems on it.
Yeah.
That says Dolce & Gabbana. Are you joking?
Right.
That's crazy.
I know. What do you think? If you had the money, would you buy it?
No. You know what? Even if I was rich, you know what I could do with $4,000? Yeah. I think because you're poor at some point, you're like, no, never.
But if you had like millions of dollars.
No.
Then, well, not you, but there are people that for them it'd be like $4.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's no big deal. Hold on a second.
Find a way to get it free.
What's happening?
I'm sorry. We're down a mic. You know there's a mic missing out of there?
Oh. Okay, I'll bring you one. Oh, shit. Okay, I'll bring you one.
We'll hold on the fort.
Yeah, you guys talked amongst yourselves.
We'll
I'll be right back.
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, folks, I'm going to go bring him a microphone. I guess we moved it to the other studio. I forgot to put it back.
It's all right.
So you guys chat, I'll be right back.
We will.
So what would you do with $4,000 instead of buying a Dolce & Gabbana purse?
I'd go on vacation.
Yeah.
I feel like if somebody bought me a bag that was that expensive, I would obviously accept it with arms wide open.
Totally.
And I would love it, and I would treat it like, you know, its value, but I'm not going to go... I'm not going to pay for that.
I'd rather have an experience than a thing.
Same. Yeah. Because like you can't bring things with you when you die.
Yeah.
You can bring experiences though.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I'd probably go scuba diving somewhere amazing or
like skiing. The Maldives or something.
Yeah. Or skiing. Either like really hot weather underwater or really cold on a mountain.
I don't know if I would want to be cold.
Well, cold but appropriately dressed.
Right.
In Dolce & Gabbana ski gear.
Touche. Which will probably be way more than the skiing trip.
Totally. Totally. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
God.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about being single for the holidays coming up? Is this your first Christmas single?
No. No, because the divorce process was kind of long and drawn out. I'm enjoying the peace and quiet.
Like, really?
Yeah, I'm not bothered by that at all.
Oh my God, I hate being single for the holidays. No. What about you, Sam? Are you a little sad you're single for the holidays?
I'm sad that I'm single, but not just the holidays in general.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, I feel you on that.
Yeah, I've been disillusioned by it all,
I know.
I don't know. How's your dating going, Zoriana? Are you dating at all?
I'm just really... It's so nice not to have any drama. Not to have... I'm just so happy the way...
And you get your hands full with your kids and everything. It's not like you really need anybody. And
Where would the time even come from?
I know. I was thinking about that,
too. I'll always find time for dating.
Really?
Let me tell you. I don't care how busy my day is. Oh, I am free at 8 o'clock. That is right. I clear my schedule.
Wow.
After not being single for 20 years, it's nice to be... To just go somewhere and be by myself. I crave that. Just be with me. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. But I mean, I've been single for 20 plus years. So now I'm like craving not being just not being just me.
No, I mean, but there's something to say for being on your own, you know, because... you know, some people need somebody, you know, and the thing is then it's like you're hooked on being with somebody and you can't do things on your own.
Yeah.
You know, for me, it's like, hey, I travel alone. I do this alone. I'm moving alone now. And it doesn't bother me. You know, I mean, I mingle with everybody, you know.
I just can do things myself without having to confer with everyone, ask for permission, coordinate, right. Like traveling. Yeah, you just blast through the airport. You don't have to be like, come on, kids, or like, where's your, did you forget this? You know,
yeah,
none of that. And just, I love going to the movies by myself.
Yeah, yeah.
I love just going shopping by myself. I don't need
that's to. That's cool. The only thing that's kind of awkward is going to dinner by yourself.
I always feel sad for people that I see eating by themselves.
Right, but they don't feel sad, you know? That's
but I
the
feel
thing.
Sad for them.
But
like if I'm looking on, I'm like, aww.
Yeah. You know, I mean, like, you know, like, I mean, just any restaurant, like a coffee shop or something, or diner, those are okay with me, a deli or something. You go, a lot of people eat by themselves.
Yeah.
But not to dinner.
Yeah. Like if you're like at Isabel or something, or El Pasillo, and you're sitting by yourself, I'm going to be like, aww.
Yeah, but no, I mean, if you go to a place like that, you got to make sure you have somebody with you. You
know, it's nice to share. That's an experience to share with.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what dinner is about. It's a social thing, you know. So if you go by yourself, you're not really socializing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, but.
But what were you saying about Bohemian Rhapsody before you left?
Okay, well, we'll talk about that in a minute. Okay. We're not at the movies yet. I just want to get the latest from her. So how was your Thanksgiving? What did you do?
Wednesday night, I did nothing. I worked on my movie. I'm writing a movie.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. And then,
she's good at starting things. She just doesn't know how to finish them.
Exactly. No, I finish them and then I just don't do anything with it.
Really?
Yeah, like my book has been done since January.
Yeah.
Of last year.
Okay, but you're not finishing the process. I'm not saying finish writing
the process. I always just like, I'm like, oh, I don't know what to do, so I give up. I need to work on that for sure.
Yeah.
Speak it into existence too. I'm trying to be less lazy.
Okay.
And less like negative.
Well, you're not succeeding very well because you have contact. You have connections. You can.
I don't really have that many connections.
You only need one or two, and you have both.
Yeah, I guess.
Right? You have Jim, and you had Desiree that was here, and they're both in book publishing.
What's her thing called? Black Chateau?
Yeah.
Okay. See, I was wondering what her name was because she gave me a business card and I cannot find it. So I was like, what's the name of her company? I've been trying to like remember it. But besides the point, yesterday for Thanksgiving, my best friend Corey, who was in that video that you thought was the guy I was dating, which is not.
Okay.
He invited me to a Friendsgiving. So it was like him and a bunch of his friends. And it was like really good just to be out of the house. Yeah. I went from like 11:30 to like 4-ish. And then I went home and I watched Christmas movies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. What about you? So you guys ate and you were with friends and stuff?
Yeah.
Lots of kids?
Yeah. And I actually went to see a movie at an advanced screening of Mary Poppins.
Oh my God. You should have texted me. I would have gone with you. That looks good.
I saw the trailer. Yeah. You had to have liked the first one though, right?
I loved the first one.
Did you?
Yeah.
You mean the original one?
With Julie Andrews, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like way back in the day when we were kids.
Yeah, but you know the...
Before you were born.
That's yeah, but I watched it growing up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Disney was very... Because it doesn't come out till December, Disney's... We're not allowed to talk about it. Like, I can't sit here and say, oh...
Okay, well, we don't have to.
I can't critique it, but what I can say is that it's... Yeah, I was a little skeptical going in, like, how do you
remake such a classic?
Yeah, well, it's not necessarily a remake. Like if from the trailers, I'm not giving anything away, but it's basically the two kids in the first one are now grown ups, and Mary Poppins comes back.
Right.
And instead of Dick Van Dyke, the chimney sweep, it's like his son who is now the and it stars Lin-Manuel. I'm butchering his name. That guy from Hamilton, the Lin-Miranda.
Isn't it Emily Blunt?
Yeah, as Mary Poppins.
Right.
Yeah, but the Dick Van Dyke role is played by the guy, the creator.
I'm going to have to rewatch the first one because I don't even...
But they still do the same things of like going into those cartoon worlds and doing all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's
looks pretty interesting,
it's
you know.
Done
I mean,
well, it's done well, but
it's gonna make a lot of money.
I don't like musicals, you know, but this one seems a lot less singing, right? Or
actually, there was
a lot of singing.
There was a lot.
Well, in the trailer, I didn't see that.
I feel like the trailer was all singing.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I was like, this is a musical.
Well, I wasn't into it then. I was thinking of something else when I was watching it.
Yeah, but I do think it would be more fun if you brought younger people with you to see.
Yeah, like if I brought my nephew to maybe see it.
Yeah.
But like I don't think a musical is ever going to be on the top of my list of what I'm seeing in theater. I might watch it at home, but I don't think I'm going to go to the theater and spend $18 on a ticket to see a musical.
Yeah. This is clearly targeted at families.
Like, right. Like, hey, you guys, let's go see Mary Poppins this Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And Emily Blunt is, she's good.
I didn't know she could sing.
Oh, no. Did you not see her in that Jack and the Beanstalk movie a few years back? She played the baker's wife. She
never
sang.
Saw that.
Oh. Well, that was a musical.
Very interesting.
Probably why.
I didn't know that at all.
Yeah.
But
I did that. I started my day off doing that yesterday before going to Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, okay.
So that was
cool.
That's what I did. Yeah. And tomorrow I'm going to go see Wreck-It Ralph.
That's the second one, right?
Yeah.
Ralph my nieces breaks the went internet. To see it. Yeah, mm-hmm. They said it was good. The kids liked it. Yeah. So
I loved the first one a lot. It was so clever. So I this is the one I'm really looking forward to seeing tomorrow.
Nice, nice. Yeah. Well, talking about things like this, I started watching Ready Player One. Have you seen that one?
Oh, yes.
What about you? Have you seen it, the Steven Spielberg movie?
Nope.
It's very futuristic.
Yeah, that's not really my type of film.
I know. But the nice thing is that it goes between like virtual world and real world.
Yeah.
And it kind of, you know, I mean, they have a lot of like 80s stuff. So
it was so 80s. I loved it. You know, I'm such an
like
80s.
Like Battlestar Galactica.
I love 80s movies, but.
The Iron Giant.
Oh,
and,
so
right?
great. Yeah.
Everyone said it was really good.
Yeah.
Like it got great reviews. Yeah. I never, I think it's on Netflix now, right?
Is it?
I'm pretty
probably, sure. Probably, yeah, because I got it on DVD.
Yeah, so. I'm pretty sure it's on Netflix, and I think I always scroll past, and I'm like, nope, not in the mood. Nope.
No.
I have, like, my night wide open, and it's just like, I'd rather rewatch something I've already seen.
Yeah, but it is Steven Spielberg, and that's why I liked it, you know?
And it was so clever. Didn't you think it was clever to have the Shining remake? They go into that virtual world and the Shining movie.
Okay, I haven't gotten to that yet.
I thought you.
It's
finished.
Okay. No,
he takes like 5 years.
Yeah, that's why I said I started watching it.
Oh,
no, don't worry about it. It's fine.
He doesn't care. Movies. I'm not giving away a plot point, but you.
That's okay.
You will get to that, and it's just it's
clever. The Shining. Really
clever.
I love the Shining.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever see the TV make of that one?
No.
There's two versions of that movie, and no one has ever seen the second version.
Really.
And I almost think the second version might be a little better than the Jack Nicholson one.
What can be better than the Jack Nicholson one?
It was really good, but no one has seen it. I feel like me and Gabby are the only people that have seen it.
Really?
Who's in it?
I have no idea. No, but it's like no names.
Oh.
Yeah. But it was like good. It was really good.
Well,
and the black guy didn't
was.
Die in that one. He died in the Jack Nicholson one. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah. Well, he's supposed to die because that's the way the book was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He definitely played that part. I don't think anyone like he was horrifying in that movie.
Yeah.
And that whole scene was improv. Here comes Johnny.
Yeah.
He improv that whole scene. The producers are probably like, this dude's a nutcase. Yeah. But we're gonna keep it.
Yeah.
So before we get into the new movies, let's talk about Bohemian Rhapsody for a moment. Remind us what you said when you were first here. Did you like it?
I really liked it.
Right.
I thought it was just it made me sing along and tap and stuff. The critique that most people had was that it never went too deep. It was almost like you're watching Wikipedia entry.
Right.
Like it just it goes from hit song to hit song to hit song, and a lot of people, some of the hardcore critics, really complained that they didn't delve in deep enough behind the scenes, and no one talked just how gay Freddie Mercury was. People felt it was a little more of a sanitized version, but I didn't mind that. I loved seeing how all that worked.
Yeah, I know. Right. I mean, that's the thing, is that it's unbelievable the way they portrayed him. You know, that's what people should focus on, you know, the acting, the way they wanted to recreate everything. I mean, the Live Aid concert was exactly, I mean, even the shots of the camera, the same as the video was with the Pepsi cups on the piano and all that stuff, you know, they didn't miss a detail.
No, they didn't.
You know, he played them great. You know, it seems like the teeth were way too distracting.
They were.
Especially in the beginning, you know. It felt like his teeth were bigger than Freddie's, you know. And they were in the movies. They didn't look like they belonged in his mouth. For Freddie, it's like it was part of him, you know. But so I don't know if they wanted to exaggerate that or whatever. But essentially, I think all the acting was good.
Mm-hmm.
The casting was good. Everybody looked like the real guys, you know. And
Rami Malek as Freddie Mercury was incredible.
Right. Incredible. And the story for me was fine. I didn't need to too deep because does it really matter? I mean, you know, the thing is, you read a book if you want a lot of depth, you know? Yeah. A movie is not very long. You got to stick a lot in there. Yeah. And they figured people would expect to hear songs and see them record.
And they played all the right ones.
Right.
And there were so many. That's the thing is, like, I knew all the songs and I knew they were the band's songs. But when you hear them all within a 2-hour window, you're like, wow.
Yeah, they had a lot of hits.
So many hits.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. So you haven't seen it yet, right? You're not into it because she doesn't really know Queen.
I mean, I know the popular songs because their songs have been like movies. Like, many. But it's just like I don't care enough about him or his life or his come up.
You enjoy the songs?
Yeah, you don't have to know him. I mean, don't you ever see movies about some real story that you didn't know the person, you know?
I think that, what was that movie that Mark Wahlberg was in? Almost Famous? Oh. No.
No, he wasn't in Almost Famous, but that was kind of a fictional band.
Mm. What was the one that was about a real band that Mark Wahlberg was in?
He was in a movie called Rockstar, but I don't think it wasn't real.
Who's it? They got into a plane crash and all of them died.
Leonard Skinner? That was Leonard Skinner.
But they didn't die in Almost Famous, if you're referring to Almost
Famous. I don't know.
Famous.
Yeah,
you're probably confused in a few movies.
Yeah, because see, those are the type of movies I just don't care about.
Right.
Like, that's it's not fine, like I'm not into. Like, I have watched a few movies about, like the one with the chick from Twilight. Oh my God, why can't it? Kristen Stewart.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Cherry Bomb.
I never saw that.
Oh, about the Runaways?
Yeah.
No, I've never seen that.
Yeah. That movie was actually pretty good.
Yeah?
But it's like I'm not a fan of their music. I had no idea.
Right.
Like,
and they were never that big, you know. They were around in the 70s.
Yeah.
Went and bought their albums because they're all hot chicks, you know, in a band and stuff. But they had some good songs.
Well, they didn't make it because they, like most women, you can't get along for that long. Yeah. Pretty much that was what the movie's about. But I never heard any of their music, and I watched it just because Kristen Stewart was in it.
Yeah,
and I'm
like
a big fan of Kristen Stewart.
Oh.
I pretty much will watch anything that she's in.
Really?
Yeah. I think she's underrated.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. I think she gets a lot of credit.
Well, she has been kind of ghost ever since she had an affair with that married man. Like, she has not been in a role since, really. Yeah. She did that personal shopper movie, which was weird.
Yeah.
You saw that?
No, I have no desire to see that.
It was really don't. But I saw it because she was in it. I was like, Kristen Stewart, bet. And then after, I was like, yeah, no, definitely not. But she's cute. I think she's a lesbian now, right?
Is she really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe. Who knows? So, okay. So, Zoriana's here for some new movies. Let's, why don't you bring out your agenda?
Yeah.
Tell us what it is you want to talk about.
All right. There's a movie that's out right now. It came out on the 23rd, and it's called The Favorite. And it's spelt the British-Canadian way, where it's O-U. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Now, I know already you're going to say you're going to hate it. You have no desire to see it.
I don't even think I've seen a trailer. Okay.
Because it's a period film and it takes place in the 18th century. So it's like a corset movie.
Right.
But it's really so much more than that. And it's amazing. Okay, so it's the true story of Queen Anne in England. And I had no idea she was a lesbian, and there was this whole lesbian love triangle between her close friend Lady Sarah Churchill and the maid. And so it's like the three of them, and her best friend is like, because Queen Anne was overweight, she wasn't all mentally there, she wasn't all that smart, so it was kind of like her best friend and secret lesbian lover was running the show almost. But then they hire this new chambermaid who's angling for status, and then she steps in to this love triangle.
Right.
To
sounds like a hot porn film or something.
Well,
you know,
it sounds like nobody's hot.
All the lesbians, you know.
but the two, the queen is played by Olivia Colman, a British actress, but Rachel Weisz and Emma Stone play the other two.
Ah,
women.
Nice.
Oh,
I like them.
I like Emma Stone. Yeah.
And I have never heard the C word used so many times.
What?
C-U-N-T? See you next Tuesday?
In so many different ways that I've never heard people use in the United States. Like, so creative.
Yeah.
It was just uttered constantly. These women were fighting with each other, pushing. Like, it was like...
Wow.
There was such a modern feel to the way they spoke about what they wanted from each other sexually and what they liked from each other sexually. It was really like, it felt like 2018 language in this period lesbian corset movie.
So what do you mean? What was it that they said to each other they wanted sexually, for example? I mean, would they get into that stuff in a movie like this? Like, you know, no, you don't get into the details. So what do you mean? Like, what does she need sexually, for example?
Okay, so there's this one scene where Rachel Weisz says, well, you're doing this to make me jealous. And the queen literally says, well, I really like it when her tongue's inside me. Literally, and it makes me blush and uncomfortable to just say it on the radio because I don't even speak that way. But that was how they spoke to each other, like literally blunt like that.
I've never
even seen a trailer for this.
And the men, they're the buffoons in this movie. They're the ones wearing like the wigs and the makeup and the heels. they are. Because they're all like in the queen's, they're bowing down to the queen and they just look ridiculous. Uh-huh. But these three women are the ones that aren't wearing a lot of makeup and aren't wearing those heels, but they're in charge.
Yeah. Very cool. There's, I like just that. This power, I like play. Movies like that, you know, like period films and stuff, you know.
It was so good. And I did not want to go see it. I was really not that into seeing it. The person I was with was really looking forward to seeing it. So I kind of went along just.
Yeah,
but I thought it was really good.
Yeah,
really good.
Are there any other period movies that you liked, like Pride and Prejudice, some of these, Jane Eyre,
Austen's in those.
I don't know.
No.
Yeah, some of them are cool. Like, if you've never seen one, have you seen Dangerous Liaisons ever?
No.
It's an older movie with Glenn Close.
But that
was like about French society, the aristocracy, the rich people. And it was like also like a love thing where, you know, people were getting in bed with each other and stuff like that. But it was pretty erotic, too.
Nope.
And you're not into it.
No, I watch period pieces. Like, I've seen Jane Austen, Pride and Prejudice. Like, pretty much Keira Knightley is in all of them.
Yeah that's true, right?
She stars in all of them. It's like, okay, you were just Jane.
Now you're Austen. Yeah, like,
she actually has a period piece coming out that's based on a true story.
Colette.
That looks good.
Yeah.
I'm seeing that for sure.
Really?
Yeah, that looks good.
Yeah, I'm going to go see because she's one of my favorites. I think she's very cute.
And she's beautiful.
Yeah, she's beautiful. Yeah. And I like to roll in Love Actually, and some of the other movies too. You know, she was really
Love
cool
Actually. At. Why can't I remember? What
you
that
know
movie
that is? That's like that British film with about Christmas.
It's
like a
famous
Christmas
scene
movie.
Where, like, in the last scene, the guy opens the door and she's with her husband or boyfriend, but he's got those cards that say like "I love you." Like, he's talking to her quietly on cue cards.
Yeah. You see, that's the part she remembers. I remember the part that they were making porno in the film.
I don't remember this movie. Yeah. But it sounds the title sounds so familiar.
Yeah, you got to see it. It's a good Christmas movie.
Maybe I haven't seen it. I've seen that Christmas movie with, what's it called? The Holiday. I've seen that.
When they swap houses.
Oh, my God, I love it. That's how I picture my future to be.
Yeah.
Wow.
Switch lives. No,
but you
got to
see Love Actually.
I will watch it. Yeah. Is it on Netflix? Do you guys know?
Probably. I mean, it's an old movie by now.
Yeah.
But people talk about it all the time.
Yeah, because somebody was just on the show and brought it up.
It's just a few stories, you know.
Yeah, because they play it at Christmas time anyway, so it's a holiday movie.
Then you'll see
it. I'll watch it tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we'll talk about it on Monday.
Yeah, you'll like it. I'm telling you.
You will. You will. I think you will.
I like when they have like five different stories in one.
Yeah.
Like, I just
and then they come together,
in some weird way, they're all
Hugh
connected.
Grant is in it too, right?
Yes,
he's the prime minister, Hugh Grant, and he falls in love with his secretary or whatever, and that's pretty cool.
It's like a total all star cast,
right?
Yeah.
Very good,
just because I just rewatched She's Just Nothing Into You last night.
Which one?
He's Just Not That Into You.
Oh, yes.
And that's an all-star cast, too. There's so many people in that movie. Yeah. But that movie came together really well. Like, they did that movie to justice, and I've seen it so many times. Like,
really? I need to see it.
Yeah. It's like five different stories, but they all somehow are interconnected and connected.
Yes, they are.
In, like, a weird way, though. Like, everyone ends up dating whoever everybody else was dating.
Drew
and I'm like,
Barrymore,
that's weird.
Justin Long, Jennifer Aniston.
I love Justin Long.
God, I haven't seen
Ben that Affleck.
One. Ben Affleck's in it. That's mm-hmm. right.
That's Jennifer Aniston's like boo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
So, did you like the movie?
The Favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You liked it.
I liked it because I loved how modern it felt in an extremely period piece.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. And also, it's a true story.
Did they have love scenes?
I mean, but
too?
How do they know?
Have, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
How do they know that this is true?
Oh, you, there's, well, I don't know, but you historically, know what I mean? There've been there's so much written on Queen Anne, and apparently all of this is true.
Apparently.
And plus, in movies like this, they always create fiction around it, too. Right, you right, know, right. It's not always like straight documentary.
Right,
about
them. That's true.
Yeah.
That's very true.
They create a story. Well, that's cool then. Then,
I did
then we'll
see
go
another
see
period
it.
Film, but not that deep period. I'm talking like 1950s period.
Okay, and what's that
it's
one?
It's called Stan and Ollie, and it's Laurel and Hardy. It's their,
really?
It's their story. But it's their story at the end of their career when they go overseas to do a tour of London, Scotland, yeah. and Ireland.
You probably don't know who Laurel and Hardy are, right?
Not a clue.
What about Abbott and Costello?
Nope.
Yeah. You know, in Israel, when I grew up, we didn't know their names.
Yeah.
They would just call them the fat and the skinny, you know?
Oh, my God.
It was in the 20s through the 40s, Stan, Laurel and Hardy, which are Stan and Ollie, they did this slapstick comedy. So one was tall and skinny. The other one was big and fat. It's kind of like the Three Stooges. Do you know the Three Stooges?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but there were two, but.
Right,
guys.
Right. And they did a lot of silent films. I mean, they didn't really talk in their films, you know?
Yeah.
And it was funny. They were funny. They did funny things like Charlie Chaplin.
Yes,
stuff,
right. Exactly.
You know?
But they were the precursors to... Charlie Chaplin came after
them. After them?
Yeah.
Really?
Abbott and Costello came after them.
Right.
They were... Hal Roach kind of put them together. So it wasn't like they were a comedy duo that worked an act and then became famous. They were both actors in their own right, and then they worked for Hal Roach, who discovered that he created the Little Rascals. Remember all the kids, our gang.
Right.
So he put them into films, and it was good. So he signed them to a contract as a duo. So it was almost like this arranged marriage that lasted for decades.
Right.
And so in this movie, they're like. They're older now. One of their health is failing. Like, one gambles. He's been on multiple marriages. The other is a little more like the hardcore writer trying to get another movie off the ground. So they're touring. And, you know, there's not a lot of packed houses. But slowly they build it, and then the show becomes a hit. But then they have to address all their ghosts that they never really address. Like, the jealousies, the pettiness. And so they... The thing about this movie is that it's very sweet. Their friendship is beautiful to watch. And by the way, Steve Coogan as Stan and John C. Reilly as Ollie look
exactly like them.
Identical.
Really?
Oh my God, the makeup, everything. It was incredible.
Yeah.
Like, you really felt you were watching these guys for real.
Yeah.
It was so good. But my problem with the film was that I just felt there was really nothing at stake. Because at this point, these guys are old in their careers.
Right.
So there's really nothing huge. There's no big conflict. The story doesn't build to some big climax. So it just sort of plods along. And you're like, oh, okay. That's that's what happened in 1953 towards the tail end of their career.
I'm assuming they're dead.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they're dead.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They've been a long time ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
They were doing, they were doing the shit at the turn of the century, like 19.
Yeah. They started 20s. In the 20s, and then they segued into talkies like that.
Yeah.
Not everyone could at that time. If you couldn't talk, and some actors never moved past the silent era because they just couldn't adapt to being
right.
But these guys did. These guys did.
Sounds good, but we'll probably not see it.
No,
right?
Definitely not. Nope.
I don't know. I don't have a lot of time for a lot of movies, so I pick some.
You have to finish watching Ready Player One.
I know.
I think that's your priority. Right
I know.
Now.
I know. I just finished watching Three Billboards, and that was good.
Yeah.
You see, I mean, I it takes me time to see these movies, but
you
I
started
see,
watching that like
but
what,
I
two
see
weeks
them.
Ago, right?
No.
2 years ago?
No, 2 weeks ago.
It took me a few days, like
really?
4 days.
I feel like we've been talking about that for like 2 weeks.
Probably.
Yeah,
probably.
I'm like, Three Billboards. We're still on this.
So next month you'll still be talking about Ready Player One, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? I'm going to just watch it just so I can be done before Sam.
Yes. And then
I'm like, can we talk about it now? As I finished it.
And then you can say, Sam, have you gotten to the part where they do The Shining? In the right.
Right.
Have you gotten to the part where they've done The Shining?
Right. She's already spoiled a few movies for me. But
like what?
Okay. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Three Billboards, you're like, oh, you just at the beginning, but you didn't give away
anything. Yeah, I didn't give it away anything.
Yeah,
I was going to tell you about how he killed himself. But
right.
That was intense. That was an intense
thing. That was intense.
I was like, you really had to do it in the barn? Like,
right.
So your wife could find you, you piece of shit?
I know.
Like, that's
I know.
Not
why
cool.
Why do you kill yourself like that?
Yeah,
you
know? In the barn.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it was just kind of like.
Did you see it?
Bradley
you saw
Cooper,
it, right?
Yeah, but Bradley Cooper's character did it in his garage in Star is Born, so. Mm.
I need to see that. I feel
you
like I'm the only person
it?
On the planet.
Oh, my God.
I don't like all the movies by myself.
What'll happen if you do?
No, nothing. But I mean,
exactly.
Like, it's kind of pricey to go to the movies these days. Like $18 for a ticket.
Yeah.
Well, go to that Discount Tuesdays or whatever.
Oh, it's like $5 Tuesdays
or
something.
Yeah.
Well, they have that card still. I'm surprised it's still in business. The one where.
Do they still have it?
They still have it.
Movie Pass or something.
Yeah. Because
people are using it, but I guess they changed it. Now it's like you can only see like. Two movies a week now, as opposed to like
unlimited.
What was it like? Unlimited, it's like
you could see one a day, I think, one a day.
But now it's like two movies a week,
right?
Yeah, it was a good deal until they realized it was too good of a deal.
And I think they're still struggling. You know,
yeah,
I mean, you can't just because they have to buy the tickets. You know, they buy the tickets.
Yeah, but two movies a week, I feel like they can sacrifice that.
Yeah, I think that's good.
That's not that bad.
Yeah,
but that's only if they get a lot of people, so they can sell advertising. That was their model.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Everybody's.
I feel like everyone has it though. Like I feel like everyone has that, except for me. I need to get on that bandwagon. It's like $10 a month, right?
I don't know. I get. To
I think they raised it.
Yeah, like I go for free, so I don't care.
I think they raised it maybe to $15 or something. But regardless,
that's still a better deal. Because think about it. When I got Halloween tickets for this douchebag, it was $36 for two.
Right.
And I was like $36 for two tickets.
Yeah.
Doesn't include parking or popcorn.
Right,
or
so it's $50 to go out to the movies.
Like maybe 70 if you're hitting the booze beforehand.
Yeah, the booze.
Because now they have bars in there.
Right.
So it's like, what, $10 a drink? You think you go like a half an hour before, maybe two drinks each? That's $40 already.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm glad I took my kids to see Mary Poppins yesterday at the Disney lot and advanced.
Right.
I'm not going to have to deal with any of that pricing.
Because you get like popcorn too and everything,
Yes, got popcorn and everything. So
legit.
How can you watch a movie? Without popcorn.
And then take them to see Wreck-It Ralph.
It'll be the same thing again on the Disney lot tomorrow. Yep. All inclusive.
Hey guys, I'm taking you to the movies. And they're like, Mom, it's so cool.
Yes. Yeah. And also, I don't know if you've ever been to the Disney lot, but they have like all the little squirrels running around the lot. But
like real squirrels?
Real squirrels. But they're like Disney squirrels. Like they're like the squirrels that come up to you like you're Cinderella, you know? Like,
really?
They're not skittish. I actually started bringing food for them because they will come and eat out of my hand.
Oh, I love it.
They're really like these squirrels there must be just generations of squirrels who have just grown up on that Disney lot.
And they're just used to people.
Mm-hmm. And so you literally, like, all you're missing are, like, little mice and birds and other deer coming up to you because the squirrels just, like, right up to you.
Wow. Sounds interesting. So but that's not open to the public.
No.
Yeah.
That's okay. People have Disneyland if they want to go.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Another pricey adventure.
It's $130 per ticket. Bro, $130 per ticket, and that's not including when you get in there, you got
to
buy drinks and food
and
souvenirs and parking.
And when you have kids.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
And probably a hotel if you're traveling from somewhere else.
Well,
it's a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, this guy that came out to have the meeting with John, he was like, hey, like I went to Hawaii, but before we went to Hawaii, I was going to take my kids to Disney for the weekend. And he said for two nights to stay in the hotel was $1,300. Like $650 a night.
Wow.
For a regular like two bed, that's not even a suite.
Right.
And I was like, that's insanity.
It is.
$650 a night to go to Disney? Like, come on, people.
Yeah, but some people can afford it, you know? You have to understand. There's a lot of money here, a lot of rich people.
But also some people plan all year to go do that.
Right.
They really save.
Like,
and it's like their big family trip. They don't do anything else all year. And then
that's
they just
it.
blurred.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, yeah. I got lucky because I met some, there's like a one of my fans on Instagram. He works there. He's like, whenever you want to go, I'll give you passes. And those are like $150 wow. a pass. So I told Gabby, next time you come to California, bring Marcellus.
Right.
When he's five, because in five, he can do like yeah. a little bit more than he could when he was four. Plus, he's really tall. You have to be a certain height to be on rides, right?
On certain right. rides, yeah.
yeah. Yeah, but at his age, he still won't be able to go on the big rides.
Well, as I would hope that he would. Right. But he can do like the little kids ones, and we'll be like, have fun in there.
Have yeah. fun on the teacup.
Yeah. But I was like, come back, because like, at least we can go for free.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we'll have to pay for food and drinks, but I mean, that $150 ticket, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be big saving right mm-hmm. there. Yep. Yeah. Oh, well, what can you do? You know, I mean, things have gotten very expensive. I wanted to ask you this, moving away from movies. This just got, so we started talking about the Dolce & Gabbana.
Yes.
Right. We never finished
that.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. But we finished it. You weren't here.
Oh, okay. But they did a commercial in China, and it shows a woman celebrity trying to eat Italian food with chopsticks. So like spaghetti and pizza, things like that. Looks funny, right? You know how many people, the whole, all of China took offense to that.
Why?
That it's racist. So they took off their products from the shelves. Dolce & Gabbana apologized, all that shit, blah, blah, blah. And I don't understand. I mean, you know, maybe we haven't seen the, but I'm just seeing stills. And it looks funny. She's trying to eat a pizza with chopsticks. I mean, why is that racist? It's a joke.
I think it's just because it was based in China.
Yeah, I mean, these people get offended over everything.
I feel like people get offended over everything. Right. It's like, get over it, bro.
You know what's so ironic? Because I remember distinctly reading some website or blog that talked about, like, diet tips, right? There, I will bring it back to chopsticks. That there is a point to this.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things they were saying that, oh, people gain weight because they eat so fast, they don't taste the food. And one of their tips was eat with chopsticks because it requires more precision and it takes longer. So you're eating slower. Right. So you taste your food and you can get full faster without. So like using chopsticks to eat in general, no matter what type of food you're eating, be it Chinese or Italian or whatever, right. was what they were right. recommending as right. a dietary thing.
Yeah.
So you no know, one was taking offense to that.
Maybe we don't get it, but you know, maybe the Chinese see something in it. Apparently it's a big deal, you know?
I feel like also Dolce & Gabbana got caught calling Selena Gomez ugly earlier uh-huh. this year, and it was like a big debacle about how people didn't want to like support that brand anymore. So I feel like people are just looking for excuses not to work with them.
Yeah.
Mm. Like they literally called her ugly.
Really?
Yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that's so mean. And she's not ugly.
No, my God, she looks like a doll.
Yeah,
she's
like beautiful. It's like unreal.
Yeah.
She's still in rehab. I mean, she's probably getting over the fact that Justin Bieber is married now. Can you imagine one guy ruining your whole life like that? Like giving you like mental health problems for the rest of your life?
Mm. Yeah, that's pretty bad. Mm-hmm. But you know, I mean, look, they're saying that they're shown, people posted videos of themselves burning the brand's clothes or cutting them into pieces.
I would put it on Poshmark and sell it. Yeah. Like, that's what I would do.
Use them to wash the toilet.
Oh, no.
The clothes.
No.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So it's probably like maybe propaganda type of thing. You know, China is known for that shit. So I don't know, man, but
trying to think what would be the reverse of that. So if Chinese people were eating,
it's like if we're eating Chinese food with forks. Yeah, knives. What's the big deal, you know?
I eat mine with forks and knives. I don't know how to use chopsticks.
Yeah.
So. I just eat with my fingers everything.
Really?
So much.
No, in fact, Chinese food, I can't eat without chopsticks. I'm so used to it.
Really?
You know? With a fork, like it's weird for me. Yeah. You know?
Like I went to Tao last week and I ordered, they ordered a bunch of food and all they brought was chopsticks. And I was like, excuse me, bring me a fork because I don't know how to use these. And everyone at the table was looking at me. Was that
sushi?
No, it's like Chinese food.
Oh, Chinese.
But it's like everything at the restaurant is like Chinese based. Like it's lo mein and, you know, you can get sushi rolls. So everyone just eats with chopsticks. But I'm like, can I just, like, I don't want to eat pasta with a chopstick.
Right, right.
Give me a goddamn fork.
Yeah.
And don't look at me crazy when I ask for one.
Right. That's funny. But yeah, so you can go eating sushi because sushi you can't.
I use my hands with sushi.
Really?
I just literally pick it up. I put the wasabi. I dip it in the wasabi. I put in the soy sauce and then I shove it in my mouth. Yeah. I'm like, we don't even need forks.
Yeah. No half bites.
No, whole thing. Shove it in.
Whole thing.
Put it down your throat. That's like, who needs a fork or a chopstick at that point?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm so not into to sushi, but a lot of people are, you know.
In LA.
I mean, sometimes.
Like, I think it's like we're going to get sushi.
Yeah. I mean, look, if a bunch of people go, I'll go, you know, but I don't go out of my way to have sushi.
Right,
you know?
Same.
Kids take it to school now. No one would eat sushi at school when I was growing up.
Yo, if I was a teacher and I saw a kid with sushi, I'd be like, your parents are a joke. Your parents need a reality check, for real.
No, now it's like the seaweed snacks, like they're like chips, but they're seaweed.
Yeah, I'm not into seaweed like that.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Seaweed, I guess, is really healthy for you, though.
It is. Mm. It is.
So, okay, well, just about out of time, Zoriana. How can people find you if you want to give a plug or two?
You can find me on social media. Just my name, Zoriana Kitt, Zoriannakit.
Sounds good. And if you want any authority on movies, she's the one for sure. Any ones that you're going to see that you know about?
I've got a bunch that I'm going to go see. There's Vox Lux with Natalie Portman. It's kind of like a musical, like rock star-ish.
I haven't seen a trailer for that.
I don't know too much about it, and I don't like knowing too much about it.
Right.
This morning I finished watching Ben Is Back, which is Julia Roberts and Lucas Hedges. He plays a drug addicted son and she is his long suffering mother, so we can talk about that another time. But
is that the one on Amazon Prime right now?
Is it Amazon?
Yeah, Prime? Yeah. That's where I see it.
No, you're thinking of her new show.
Oh, she has a new show?
She has a new show coming out where she messed up soldiers. But yeah, you're getting it confused.
I thought it was just a movie that they put on.
That's a series.
Julia Roberts is like, she's back.
Yeah, she's coming back slowly.
But this is like a 1-2 punch.
She looks old now.
Oh, she still looks beautiful.
I mean, she looks beautiful, but she looks old.
Well, she is. You know,
I can't get over it.
Yeah.
I think.
Scares me.
I mean, I think she still looks just like Pretty Woman to me.
Yeah, right.
No, I just rewatched that.
That smile, everything.
She ruined her hair.
Do you remember what a first hit movie was? Do you remember? Like, at least for me, it was the first time.
Right?
No, the first time I ever saw her was Mystic Pizza.
Mystic Pizza.
I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, that was like, look it up. That was a first. I never knew her before, so I don't know if it was her first movie or her first hit movie, but that's when she came into the scene.
Yeah, but she was such a secondary or third character. Yeah.
I know, but you should see it. It's pretty cool.
I feel like Pretty Woman is what made her who she is.
That was her first starring role where she was the title role.
Oh my God, her hair was so gorgeous in that movie.
Yeah.
Like when she first sees her without the wig on and her hair is just like, I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I wish my curly hair looked like that. I wear curly all the time.
Oh, well, what can you do, you know? All right, so that's it for today, folks. Mm-hmm. Have a great weekend. Zoriana, thanks again for coming.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And you're welcome again. You'll have to come in a couple more times before we leave here.
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
So we'll have you back. Everybody, have a great weekend, and you be careful, okay? Stay away from bad people.
I will.
You really have to, you know?
I mean, I've gone strong. I have not called. I haven't texted, nothing. I'm just like, for what? Like, I feel like if he ever apologizes to me, it needs to be like a really big apology.
Yeah.
And then maybe at some point we can be friends, but I'll never, ever be emotionally attached to him
ever again. I'm glad. I'm proud of you now.
His apology needs to be as big and as loud as his insult to you was.
I just literally posted a meme on Instagram that says
a meme, right?
Yeah. What did I call it?
Is that a meme or a meme?
I call it a meme.
Yeah, it's a meme, right?
It's a meme. I thought it was. Yeah.
I said your apology needs to be as loud as your disrespect was.
There we go.
It does. Like, you need to like show me that you're sorry. Show me that you fucked up.
Right.
I don't care if you need to take 3 months to find your ball sacks to do it, but you need to do it.
Yeah. Well, only if he feels it. You know, if he doesn't feel that,
I'm sure he does.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you all for listening, folks. Have a great weekend. We'll see you all on Monday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.